United States is in full compliance with its obligations under the Biological Weapons Convention, and we reject the DPRK's accusations. We've consistently made clear that we will never accept North Korea as a nuclear state, nor will we accept North Korea's possession of nuclear weapons. The United States will respond resolutely to the DPRK's defiance of its international commitments and obligations. And we continue to call upon the DPRK to end its destabilizing and threatening behavior and to abide by its international obligations and commitments. The ROK and the United States Combined Forces Command annual exercises Key Resolve and Full Eagle will take place this March and April. The ROK CFC exercise Ulchi Freedom Guardian will take place later this year in August and September. As we've already said, our annual joint military exercises are transparent, defense-oriented, and have been carried out regularly and openly under the Combined Forces Command for roughly 40 years. They're designed to increase our readiness to defend the ROK, protect the region, and maintain stability on the Korean Peninsula. These exercises are a clear demonstration of the U.S. commitment to the alliance. Thank you, Mr. President.